Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk. Very important day today, folks.
That's it. We're very excited. We hope everybody is excited. We hope if you know anyone that hasn't voted that you are going to make sure. And if you are late and you didn't get your ballots here in Washington State, it's by mail only. And if you haven't mailed it in early, hopefully by last Friday, just to make sure that you get your postmark. There are drop boxes. They are around, and we put it up on Facebook how to find them. Mm-hmm. But if you go to King County, for instance, elections, you can find out where. You know, just Google it. You can find out where. But or go to our Facebook page, aconsciousTalk.net. You know, hit the Facebook icon, you'll find it. I just put it up there, all the locations for the ballot boxes. You have until 8 p.m. tonight to get those ballots in, so don't hesitate. You know, get them in as soon as you can. They must be either in one of those boxes or postmarked today, and post offices, you know, close at 5, so don't be fooled by that. You can't mail it after 5.
Absolutely. That's what the drop boxes are for. Also want to let you know that Vitamin Life is doing their November free presentations, and coming up on Saturday, the 10th of November, noon to 1:30 p.m., matcha tea, an ancient superfood for modern lifestyle. So that's going to be a good one. Again, that's noon to 1:30. And remember, when you do attend these, you have to call in for a place. It's free, but seating's limited, and there's 10% off everything in the store.
Yep. And, hey, there's a lot of other things that we put in our event section. They will be having the women's event in December, so we always look forward to that. So check out things at ConsciousTalk.net events, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, the interconnected nature of our lives is evident in many ways. But sometimes we take for granted the fact that we are holistic beings of mind, body, and spirit, and we have to be aware of all those parts in balance. And in today's down-to-earth spirituality session with Dr. Devana Vedree, we'll explore the importance of well-being. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, if you are a longtime listener to Conscious Talk, you know we do these sessions once a week of down-to-earth spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedree, and we've been doing these for years, and you can catch up with a lot of those past sessions for free by just going to ConsciousTalk.net, put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine. You're going to find her page, a lot of play buttons, at least for a couple of years, but we have her here. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Well, hello to you, too. And now, okay, so the subject is the importance of well-being, and I kind of struck out in a direction of, you know, we talk about holism all of the time, and I think sometimes we forget. I'm thinking of our physical connection when we're in the spiritual mode, and when we're in the the physical mode, we're not thinking about our spirit. We've got to bring it all together. So what is this well-being thing you're talking about?
A sense of well-being is very much like bringing something to peace. And oftentimes I feel as though that gets very overlooked in terms of its importance in our health and our sense of ease in our flow. And this is where so often we will try to change something, let's say, in our lives, or we will not allow ourselves to make that sense of well-being, that sense that everything is going to be okay, or that we are going to be okay. That sense of well-being is not something that we are in the habit of cultivating. And yet it's very important in terms of our forward movement, in terms of our flow, and in terms of our experience in our own lives, in terms of our joy and happiness. If we're not sitting with a sense of well-being, with a sense that we will be all right regardless of what occurs, then what happens is that we very easily fall prey to the story of our minds, the story of our fears, the stories of the sky is going to fall and we're not going to be okay, or things like when that sense of well-being gets disrupted within us, it makes us very prey to that sense that life is delicate and fragile, and we need to be hypervigilant in terms of defense and fear and all of those things, because at the end of the day, we're not all right. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when that sense of well-being gets uprooted out of our system. Mm. And I wanted to bring it up because there's so much transformation that is occurring, and yet we have a tendency with all change to not feel okay, to think there's something wrong, to think that it's change for the worse, so to speak, as opposed to that something is evolving and something is motioning in a way that's going to bring forth more for us. That in terms of our sense of well-being, our sense of peace, our sense of being loved, when we're in those places inside and we have a strong sense of well-being, we're going to land more in that optimistic place and much less at the whim of our mind and the fears that it runs through.
So, Devonna, clarify something for our listeners and for, you know, for all of us listening. This is a feeling that we have, this sense of well-being, and it's an inner feeling, correct? It's not conditioned upon what is going on outside of us. It's not conditioned on our level of health. It's not conditioned on how much money we have in the bank or don't have, or whether the bills are paid, et cetera, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It is, in essence, without definition,
right,
in our world, that mm-hmm. our sense of well-being, that there is within us a sense of connection, a sense of innocence on a level. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of that somehow one will be all right. But being all right is not defined. And that can be really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. so often we define how we're okay with a lot of external things. And if we don't have those in place, then we're at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the faith thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been talking about this for years about we often kind of, it's always been our joke because of the fact that we, you know, earlier on went through some difficult physical stuff, and that helped us get connected more spiritually. But our joke has always been, what are they going to do, kill us? Because we are essentially these immortal beings that keep coming back and having these experiences. That's the old, you're a spirit having a human existence part. But that's hard to grok, so to speak.
You know, one of the things that Rob and I do, Devonna, and we'll put this out here, and it may be helpful to everyone listening. One of the things that we do, one of our, if you will, call it our mainstays, when things are rocky outside of us, for whatever reason, it could be the political landscape. Let's use that since today is voting day. It could be that. And one of the things that we do is we look back at our lives and we see and witness that we've always been taken care of, no matter what. We've always been taken care of. And we go back to that. And every time we remind ourselves and each other to go back to that, that sense of well-being is already there. And so it's very helpful to know when you look back at your life and you see everything you've been through, and here you are today listening to this show, going to work or whatever, you're okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of grace in the world. Otherwise, the landscape would be littered with the bodies of all of us unconscious beings.
And I know that sounds very mental and practical, but it works when you really understand and realize you are okay.
Well, and part of what happens as well is that when you stop and you reflect, it takes you out of that motion because you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So physically you stop, mentally you stop, and just pulling over to stop, it's a little bit like allowing yourself the time to smell the flowers.
Right.
You have to stop. And when you stop, what you notice is, wow, there's no tiger chasing me. I'm not in imminent danger. I'm actually okay, and oh my God, it's sunny. That's what happens when we stop. That we bring ourselves to what is the present moment, to what is in our environment, and then we start to have the awareness of how much illusion we've been listening to.
Yes.
Well, we're in our mind.
We're here with Dr. Devonna Vedrì, and today we're talking about the importance of well-being. There's a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we hope you are wide awake and engaged, because this is voting day. This is the day you got to get those ballots in. You cannot hesitate any longer. It's got to be postmarked by today, so no later than 5 o'clock for a post office. But also, if you want to find out locations for the drop boxes, the voters' drop boxes, you can check it out on our Facebook page at conscioustalk.net. Please, you know, you have until 8 p.m. for that, but don't hesitate. You don't want to be stuck in line when the when time runs out. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today our special guest is Dr. Devana Vedrea. We're in our down-to-earth spirituality segment that we do once a week, every Tuesday on Conscious Talk Radio. And if you're interested in a deeper conversation of the show, there has been a community created online. It's facebook.com/groups/Devana's teaching. That's facebook.com/groups/Devana's teaching. And you can participate in that if you're interested. So, Devana, we're talking about the importance of well-being. And, you know, you've told us and explained to us in the first segment that this is, well-being is a sense of it. It is a feeling of well-being, and it is not conditional. It is not conditioned on circumstances. It's really that deeper connection to our divinity. And when we are there, there's a certain peace and grace and joy and flow that happens in our lives. I wanted to bring up gratitude. When I live in gratitude, regardless of what's going on around me, because there's always something that we can find in our lives to be grateful for, that also elicits a sense of well-being, would you say?
Yes, it opens a door. And that's when you are sitting in a place where you are contemplating your thankfulness. It opens a door which allows the system to acknowledge, you know, what is and what has been. And yet, a sense of well-being is available to us always, but it also gets challenged in our lives. And it gets challenged often because things will happen in our lives that maybe we don't see coming. Maybe we never expected. Maybe we're going along, things are kind of going as planned, and then something comes in that wasn't planned at all, like not seen at all, and it kind of shocks us a little bit and really can challenge our sense of that we're going to be okay. It challenges all of perhaps what we thought in terms of our spirituality. If we were holding, let's say, that because, let's say, we meditate or we pray that we're somehow under some special protection, and then something happens, and we think, how could that happen if, because I'm under this protection, that there's this assumed protection, it can really shock the system, and it can really challenge our entire belief structure. And in those moments in our lives, everything is up for grabs, including our sense of well-being, because we're going to do a deep dive of reexamination. At the end of the day, we will come back to spirit, and we will come back to our sense of well-being. But a lot of times when that sense of well-being gets disrupted at that level, it's really difficult to find one's way back. And the mind will start an internal conversation about how one is not safe, how there isn't a guiding force, how doesn't matter whether you meditate or pray. All of those types of things in those types of moments in a life end up creating a real challenge in terms of our sense of well-being. And yet, what happens on the other side of it is as we move through that and as we attend it and we really feel into what we believe to be real, what happens is that our faith at the end of the day is deepened. Our understanding of ourselves and our spirit and the divine and that is deepened. And the amount of joy and the ability to not fall prey to all the defensive chatter of the mind is heightened. But there are those times where, as we're working through all of that, where it will seem as though our sense of well-being got up and walked out of the room. And it's hard to get it back. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to speak of that today because life and the nature of life is that there will be those moments out of the blue that will form and not make sense and how come and all of that. And it will really challenge our faith. It'll challenge our understanding. And a lot of times, what we come to understand from it is that, one, we're not in control often of as much as we think. Mm-hmm. But two, that we can allow life to be life, to have its ups, its downs, challenges, and that part of the way we take care of ourselves is we deepen internally within ourselves, with our spirit, in our connection, because it brings us peace. It allows us to be brave. It allows us to appreciate life. And it moves us forward, which is what we inside really want at the end of the day. And so those challenges in terms of that sense of well-being are part of life. And when we can acknowledge that and understand that, it can allow us to not perhaps step so far away when life throws us a curveball or something we didn't expect. And it helps us to understand the importance of a sense of well-being. That when we're all defense and feeling like what we do doesn't matter and all of those things that the mind will say, that we don't feel good. We're not about anything terribly productive in that place. Mm-hmm. And yet it's something we have to suss out within ourselves. Some people will call it a spiritual crisis. Some people will call it the dark night of the soul. But it's a deep and profound sussing out of ourselves within our own beings, our relationship to the divine, what we're going to hold to be true, all of it. And so to understand that in and through that, when we can just go for our sense of well-being and make that important and start to cultivate that, that will walk us back to our joy, back to our connectedness. It will help us deepen inside and will help us to put our hearts ahead of our minds again. So our sense of well-being is hugely important and very needed, and if we choose to cultivate that every day, it helps us not fall prey when something happens out of the blue that we didn't see, that perhaps we didn't want, that shuffles our lives in a way we never thought it was ever going to be shuffled. It helps us to come back from something like that.
It's sort of like building a muscle, Devana. It feels like that.
Well,
it's that
practice,
and engaging in that sense of well-being every day. If you practice that, then when the you-know-what hits the fan and we didn't expect it, then there is that great possibility of not getting knocked out of balance, so out of balance, not that we wouldn't be.
Yeah, and the reason that we talk about this kind of thing and we do this excavation is it starts with awareness, mm-hmm. just knowing that it is there. And that's why we do these down-to-earth mm-hmm. spirituality sessions with Dr. Devana Vedrí. And we will continue when we come back after these messages looking at the importance of well-being.
What if you could be your own healer?
Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com. That's sgn80.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference, and hopefully it is making a difference in your life. And if you're someone that is a loyal listener, and we thank you for that, love you for that, even if you're not, you can tune in to Dr. Devana Vidri's segments that we do, sessions we do once a week here on Conscious Talk. We have a lot of them up on our website, in our archives, and you can learn a tremendous amount about who we are and how we really operate in this world or can operate in this world. Because we do get caught up in our conscious mind so easily, so it's like robotically. We just react. We go to those old places, and Today we're talking about the importance of well-being. And Devonna, you would like to give us an example of one of your clients, which is always very helpful to help all of us understand your subject better.
Yes. I have a client that struggles with getting obsessed over health issues. And to the point that she'll spend, you know, hours and days on the internet, sure that she's got this or that or the other thing. It's very stressful for her body. It takes her away from her family. And she can basically lose a week in obsession over something that doesn't exist. But she's sure she should be worried about it. She's sure she should, you know, run to the ER or go to the doctor or this or that, just to give a sense of how consuming it is for her. And when we were working the other day and we were looking at, you know, where did this come from? And she was reflecting back on her life, and she was a bit of a wild child in her 20s. And then, you know, she got married and had a couple children. And what she was realizing is that for her, she was doing great. But when her last child was born, there was a lot of upset. They thought he had a condition. He didn't have the condition. It was a viral something they thought he had, and he had to have gotten it from mom. But it was, you know, days and weeks in the NICU and this and that. And all of these things, just drama and... And for her, what happened is she lost all sense of well-being. Mm. And she translated that in her system when she lost that sense of well-being, and on the level lost a level of innocence for herself. Part of what happened is her mind stepped in and made her hyper-vigilant on health things and things around her children. And so part of what started to get seeded and to grow in her was the feeling that she wasn't safe, that the world is not a safe place, that she needs to be hyper-protective, and that any disease or condition can just come out of the blue as though it's floating around in the air, ready to attack her. And so you can imagine, with this free-floating anxiety always present, to just latch on the next thing, that she would go from one obsessive moment to another, from not wanting to fly on a plane because something could happen to her out of the blue, unexpected, and her children wouldn't have a parent, to having maybe pain a little bit in her body and thinking that it's a full-blown condition that's terminal. So you can start to see where what's needed here is not someone to say, oh, you'll be okay with this and this, because there will always be another thing. Mm-hmm. For her, it's about recovering a bit of her innocence, but also her sense of well-being. And there's a chemistry to this in our body. Mm-hmm. And as we cultivate that sense of well-being through walking in nature, through meditation, through prayer, through sitting down and reading a book that we like, through those things that are the gift to us and that are comforting to us, sitting and watching one's children play outside. These types of things, they chemically bring to our system that sense of well-being, and it calms our minds.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Jovana Vedre, and we'll be right back.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
And welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, we want to remind you, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. You know, every guest on the show has a guest page, and Dr. Jovana Vedre is no exception. And hers is special because she has tons of play buttons for past shows on her page. So check it out. Go to ConsciousTalk.net. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And if you want to participate in a deeper conversation about today's show, which is the importance of well-being, you can log on to facebook.com/groups/Jovana's teaching. And Jovana, you were sharing a client with all of us and an experience your client was going through, which is always very helpful, I feel, for everyone to know you're not alone out there. Things are happening to people all of the time. And this particular client with you was really thinking that, you know, every little time there was a ache or pain or something going wrong, that, you know, there was something drastically wrong with her body, something happening to her. So,
well, so she was like a hypochondriac in some ways, right? And when you're out of well-being, that's where you might go?
Yes, and when that sense of well-being is not deeply rooted in the system, we just really fall prey to compulsion. Mm-hmm. And we fall prey to that sense of a kind of hypervigilance. The thing of it, though, is that for this client, as she was tracking it back, she could really see that life is fragile and that she's trying to control a lot of things that she just couldn't control. And as she opened to deepening her sense of well-being, part of what occurred is that she realized that she gets a whole different chemical structure through her system that reinforces itself when she does like a deep inner dive to the disease and the symptoms and all of that. It's no different than if someone were to overshop. It's the same loop. It's the same fulfillment that happens. There's a fulfillment that feels like it occurs through her system as she's in that space. And it's no different than someone obsessing about buying a certain dress or shoes or this or that, because it hits that place in the system, and there's a certain chemistry to it, and there's a certain conditioning that happens that way. And so to counter that, and to counter the thought forms that go with that, she needs to increase her sense of well-being. And so to do that, it's going to be those things mentioned earlier, where spending time petting your pet, being with your animals, doing things like meditation, prayer, but cultivating that throughout the day. And so, like, her homework was to do three things that cultivate her sense of well-being each day. Because we're not going to try to solve the problem of the obsession.
Right. But I was going to say that you were kind of describing, there is like a cascading effect that goes on in your nervous system when something, you react to something, and then it starts to encourage other things to happen, and then boom, boom, boom.
It recruits,
boom, it moves,
yes.
It recruits, and it moves through your body. What do you do when, if you have this awareness that I've got this thing, I've got this well-being within me that I could utilize, how do you stop that sort of cascading motion when it gets going?
If you view it as a space that has thought forms and feelings and all of it wrapped in, and chemistry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to step out of that space, right? But understand that to step out of that space, you have to connect more with the self. So it's the shift point of you're in this thing that feels very real. I mean, it's got a biology to it. It's got feelings to it. It's got mental activity and thoughts attached to it. So to get from that state of being to another state of being, the best way that I know to do that, one, is to stop the body, to sit down. And because that handles one part of it. Because often when a person's in that mode, they're also moving. They're either on the internet or they're doing something. Stop the body, connect inside. And the connecting inside may just start with breathing and focusing on the heart, because that starts to attend the emotional state. Over time, and this is the piece, is that it may take a little bit to breathe out the other state and to shift into the new state. But what comes with the new state is the sense of well-being, the thoughts change. The body changes, it starts to relax. And emotionally, that sense of well-being gets reestablished. But to understand, it's a change of state. So you can go from like anxiety and nervousness and anxiousness and compulsion and all of those things. As you shift out of that and you step away from it, what happens is you'll start to have different thoughts, you'll have a different focus, you'll have a different feeling about yourself, your life, your world, and the body will not be as stressed or primed or anxious. But it's a commitment to that state, and it's a commitment to saying, okay, I don't want this. And you can ask Spirit for help. Please take from me this compulsion. Please take from me this obsession. And understand, if you stay with it and you breathe into your system, Spirit can do that. The Divine can do that. Divine Mother can do that, can take that away. It's just so often it may get taken away, and then hours later we go pull it back. Because we're not quite ready to be completely done with it.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a really good point, Devana, that if it doesn't completely go away, there's purpose in that, meaning there's a reason that we're maybe mentally ready to let it go, but we're not really ready to let it all go yet. There is something else in there for us to recognize, to become aware of, perhaps to learn something about ourselves, because we really never let go of anything until we're completely ready to be done with it. And so, you know, don't get discouraged necessarily if it gets better, but it's not completely done with until you're completely done with it.
Yeah, well, it's part of our, things become part of our identity. And even though they're not, we're much bigger than all of that. But, you know, we tend to argue for our limitations.
Yes, and to understand that, as with my client, she will walk herself out of it over time.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, the big questioning was, I used to not be like this, and now I'm like this. Am I destined to be like this from now on?
Right.
You know, those are the concerns. And for her to realize that she has a lot more say in that than she thinks she does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That she isn't destined to be challenged with this, but it is something that needs to be attended.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so now you know. You can attend these things, and it's important. You are a lot more powerful than you ever thought. Well, Devana, thank you so much once again for illuminating something that's in all of our lives and helping us to become aware. So if people want to work with you, get a little coaching on how to become more aware, how do they do that?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or go to drdrdevana.com. That's drdevana.com. And yes, Devana, thank you as always for your compassion, love, and wisdom. So appreciated. And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that lifts you up.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.